to the phone here because I got a very special guest, Sister Kitty Hockett. Real name is Kiwanis, but she goes by Sister Kitty Hockett. That's how everybody knows her. She's a fixture here in Nashville, and she has changed so many lives through tireless work. Her husband, Horace Bishop Hockett, and they're at the Born Again Church. She's at Christian Outreach Ministries, and then she started a ministry to women back in 1982. This is before Gracie even had her wreck, John. So that's a long time that she's been doing this. With women, teen girls, and families throughout Nashville and surrounding counties in Tennessee. She's also co-author of a book called The Seduction of Senses, which offers spiritual solutions to the problems encountered by those trapped in destructive behaviors and unhealthy relationship. And also she partners through her ministry, Phi High, it's known as, which is called Fashion in His Image, and she partners with the Department of Health to teach abstinence education in metro public middle and high schools to more than 1,100 students in seven Davidson County schools. So this is a woman who's...
I was going to say, that's a resume.
She's got one. And, but you know what? For whatever reason, this woman took a shine to Gracie. Well, I know why she took a shine to Gracie, but she also took a shine to me. So Sister Kitty, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you with us.
I am so glad to hear your voice and to be with you today. I am just so blessed. This is an answered prayer that... on this year, we get to reconnect again face to face. And I am so looking forward to seeing you and Gracie. You all are always in our prayers. And you all have done so much to touch so many people. But you have left an imprint on our ministry. And I thank you so much for what you do and what you are called to do. You are a blessing.
Well, thank you. You know, when we launched the whole outreach to West Africa, we were with you and Bishop Horace out at TBN.
Yes.
We were doing a TV thing out there, and we met you all, and you had the choir, I believe, was out there, and he was speaking.
Yes.
And we told you, you know, we were going, I think we were leaving like in 2 weeks.
Yes.
After that, and I remember you prayed with us, and you just spent time with us and encouraged us with it, and then we've had a chance to connect with you a time or two, and Gracie did some things with you all, and it's just such a treat to have you here. And, you know, you have I was talking to Anna, your assistant, and, you know, you have this amazing journey as a caregiver yourself. I mean, your whole life has been marked by you putting yourself between vulnerable loved ones and even worse, disaster. And as you reflect back on that, I mean, family members and people that aren't even related to you, you've been doing this.
I love people. It doesn't matter where they come from or what they've been into. It started, I believe, I know when I was a young girl walking with my mother, who was the one that loved the community and service. That's why this luncheon that we have is in her name. She was one that reached people all over the world by touching, and she never really left home. She was not one to travel, but her service, and as they came in and as she ministered to them over the phone or in prayer or in touching them or someone of their family members, it touched them. But we used to catch the bus and go and take care of people. And I was a little girl before I even started school, would ride with her and go into the homes of people that were ailing and in the church and not in the church, family members of people, you know, that didn't have help. We would take care of them. And we ourselves lived in Edge Hill Projects. Even in the projects, she helped the community. She helped people there. And she brought me alongside her in doing that. I was the child that she was going to abort. And on the day she went to get the abortion, she gave her life to Christ. And so I honor her, and I've been with, you know, doing the things that she believed in, that she taught us. There was a legacy that she left our family in service to others. So we've been in it. Well, I'm 63 years old now.
Well, you didn't have to give your age out. That wasn't a requirement to be on this show, Sister Kitty. But we.
I don't mind. I'm glad, and I want to do this. It's not so that somebody can say, "Oh, great job!" This is just what we do as believers. We're in relationship with others, and it's not just with words. It's in our action. It's giving of ourselves and our heart to others and even of our resources.
Well, you know, we have a king, and he said, look, this is what I'm looking for, sick, naked, hungry, and in prison. Okay, and he's pretty serious about it. And so, and I think about, you know, what do we have that we haven't received?
That's right.
You know, and this is what you're doing. And I'm stunned. I did not know that was the day your mother was going to have an abortion, and she gave her life to Christ, and in the process, you were saved. And look at the lives that have been changed because of that decision.
Well, God is so good. You know, he has a plan, and I just want to stay obedient to his will. And I'm glad that there are so many other people's examples before us in the things we do. I want to know, do you remember when we, Gracie, came and we had the walk?
Yes.
We did a 5K walk in marathon, and she was the leader of it. But what she did, she inspired our congregation and those that joined with us in that walk. And every so many miles, there were healing scriptures that we declared as we got to that next location and place. And healings took place. People received Christ. People joined us along the way. We were able to lay hands on them. We were able to bless them and help support them wherever position they may have been in life, from not having food or place to stay or clothing. And we still do those things today. We haven't had a walk in a long time, but we have people that are still part of our body from that walk and that healing that took place on that day.
That was a great time. And I've got a picture of the two of us together performing, and I was saying something silly and stupid, and it's one of Gracie laughing, and it's a great picture of Gracie. Her face is just all crunched up with laughter, and you know, if you make Gracie laugh, then you've done a good thing. And I you know, and she's not walking like she used to, but she's starting to get back into it. But she's been dealing with, you know, a lot of health issues over. And you've invited us to this luncheon here this weekend to honor your mother. And
well, to honor you.
Well,
in the name of my mom. See, the Lord laid on my heart, you know, I'm always praying for you, but it seemed like God, I'm looking for the miraculous that he spoke that's going to happen in the lives of so many people. And he told me to honor you and Gracie day as a power couple. And to lift
We're a power couple, John. Wait a minute, I got to stop for that one. We're a power couple, John. Did you hear that?
Wonder, I told you that.
Wonder working
ago.
Power, but you know. Well, you know, but I was afraid we wouldn't come though, because we were normally going to be out of town. But then Gracie ended up she's going to have some surgery here on her arm, and she's okay. But it's she just got to do it. So we're actually here, and y'all were so gracious to let us squeeze in, and so we get to see you on Saturday for this special dinner with your honoring your mom. And
I'm remembering the legacy that she taught me. It's a legacy luncheon. And there are people in the community that he said we need to honor and lift up. And then that means a place of prayer and respect and honor. So we have a special gift for you in remembrance of all that you do. You all have touched thousands of people, and you are still pouring out today with this radio broadcast. And so we at Born Again and at Fashion in His Image, we want young people to know about you. We want the older ones to remember and to hold you all up in prayer. And so we're honoring you all and others on that day that have done similar things.
Well, I'm just deeply, deeply moved by this. And, you know, and what's meaningful to me more than all of this is that how much you all have intersected us at these very important times. I remember when I came out to your office and I met with you when I was launching the whole caregiver program. Mm-hmm. And I got to spend a little bit of time with you. And I think you were going through some stuff on your knee at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so
I had to have surgery. I had a torn meniscus and something else. And so,
well, and so you guys were right there when we launched the prosthetic limb outreach, and then when we launched the caregiver outreach. And I was doing a special webinar with AARP, And who comes up to me at this event that I'm doing? And there's Anna, your assistant. And she was just bubbling there. And I thought, you know, these are not coincidental things that you guys have intersected us at such important parts of what we're doing. And I'm very, very grateful to have your thoughts on it. Because I look at the things that you've accomplished in this community and beyond, and the lives you've touched. And I want to go back to this story. You've had such an impact on, and I've just got just a minute or two before the break, but what is it when you tell people that your mother was on the way to have an abortion with you, and then she accepted Christ, and here you are? When you look at these young girls that you're trying to impress on these values to say, look, there's a better way than to go down these paths, what is the look on their face like when you see them?
It is amazing. It is amazing that the Lord allowed us to go into the public school system. We were asked by the state to come in because of the standard that we had set, and they saw the success rate of some of the girls coming through Phi High. So they asked us to come into the public school during the school time, get into the wellness part of their class, and teach them who they are. Once they find out their value and why they were created and why it's so special to walk in the health of who they are in their body and in their spirit, what different things mean, their life is changed. Now we have the opportunity to do it with the males as well. And then those that are confused with their gender, we don't eliminate anything. We have the authority to talk to them just like a mom and dad would and teach them truths, not being biased. And when that light comes on in their eyes, I remember one tall young man, he was not from this country. We had to have a translator in the class. He came up to me and he grabbed me and he hugged me and he said, "Thank you so much. I didn't know."
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, don't go away. We got to take a quick break. Can you hang on through the break?
Yes.
All right. Okay. This is Peter Rosenberg. I'm talking with Sister Kitty Hockett, Kiwanis Hockett, dear, dear woman of God who has served so many so faithfully for so long. And don't go away. We got more to go. This is Hope for the Caregiver, the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. And we'll be right back. Did you do this just because of Gary Oldman? Because I think he was dressed up as Churchill doing
maybe.
This. Hey, welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger bringing you more than 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy, to help you feel good like you know that you should. Did you see what I did there, John?
I'm aware of your... I'm going to call it humor for the sake of No, that was fantastic, sir.
Well, listen, if you want to be on...
The joy of the Lord.
Well, we do. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522. I tried to call my wife on the break there, Sister Kitty, to tell her to go, and I couldn't get the number out fast enough to her, evidently. So she's watching on Facebook Live. Maybe she'll call. 800-688-9522. We're on the phone with Sister Kitty Hockett, who is just an amazing fixture in this town of ministering to folks who are at risk, at need, and all kinds of things. And she and her husband, Horace, are out at the Born Again Church and the Christian Outreach Ministries in Nashville. And then she has this other ministry she started called Fashion in His Image. And it's all about equipping and strengthening women to be able to live a healthier and holier life. And you have a lengthy track record of that. And also, I got a little shout out. Somebody sent a text to me over the break here, Sister Kitty. Michael Gomez, who's a wonderful photographer here in town. And he said, well, let me tell you what he said here. His words are better than mine. She is so beautiful and holy. So, and I think those are great words for you. And
so sweet from him. Tell him thank you.
Well, he's listening, and so he just heard it. So I just want you to, you know, we only got just a few minutes here before we go. And by the way, this will all be out at standingwithhope.com. You can see more about what we're doing, and I'll put it out there on our podcast. And if you want it, the Caregiver Podcast is free. It's caregiverpodcast.com if you want to have all this. But, you know, I think as you look back at a legacy of caring for folks, and you've literally helped so many family members and non-family members, if you want to say just one thing to folks who are struggling right now in the middle of this journey and they feel so alone, they can't really connect to a church or they can't do a lot of things, they're just so isolated, what would you say to them right now?
Oh, what I would say with them is to continue to persevere, believe, and trust. The thing about our God is that He comes, even though you may feel alone, He is there. He said He will never leave, never forsake. And even when the pain is screaming at you or the cares of the world is just so loud and you seem like you can't hear God or can't feel His touch, persevere and stand. And when you don't know what to do, I say just stand in faith because He is there. And in the wait, we grow. We learn so much, and we come out greater on the other side. Just persevere. You don't have to labor in it. Just rest in that labor of love, because God loves us so much.
You know, I've learned over the years of being a caregiver that sleep ain't rest. You know, and a lot of times we're getting sleep, but we're not necessarily resting, and that's a great word that you rest in it because and anybody else that says all these things, Sister Kitty, you know, a lot of people may brush it off, but you're coming at this from a lifetime of understanding and a lifetime of journey, and it's very meaningful to hear this from you, and you, you know, you're the kind of person that I think I would speak for all that have met you, that you just wrap your arms around people and just hold them, and life feels better for that time.
People have been a blessing to me, and I just want to give back, continuously give back. And the Lord says, time for us, even as we see the last day approaching, we should exalt one another and encourage one another. So I want to encourage you all, and I want you, you know, those that are listening, to stand with you all in this hope of being and doing the will of God. You all have been instantly obedient through your pain, through your time of sorrow, through your lack. You continue to give and usher others in to do that. So we honor you, and we thank God, and we have so many others that we're going to do on that day. And so anybody want to come out and celebrate with us, you can meet us at Christ Church on this coming Saturday.
At 11 a.m.
I think this is not a fundraiser. This is a time.
No, it's a great time of rejoicing. We're out of time here, and I got to go, but this will be at Christ Church January 20th, 11 a.m. We'll see you then. Sister Kitty, thank you. Okay. There's more information at standingwithhope.com. Okay, we'll see you next week. You.